I feel like we've all been taught to be scared of the sun, avoid it, reapply constantly, cover up immediately. But recently, I started questioning that. The sun actually plays a role in things like your mood, sleep, and hormones. So I'm not avoiding it anymore. I'm just more intentional about what I put on my skin when I'm in it. A lot of conventional SPFs are filled with things like hormone-disrupting chemicals, seed oils, and synthetic ingredients, so I started looking for something simpler. That's what led me to Primally Pure's SPF. It's super minimal, only 9 ingredients, using non-nano zinc, plus really nourishing things like tallow and mango butter. I've been using their sun cream, and it honestly feels more like skincare than sunscreen. Lightweight, not chalky, and just easy to wear. So if you've been rethinking your sunscreen, Primally Pure is one of the best places to start.
Furniture shopping can be overwhelming. There are so many options, and it's hard to know what's actually worth it. That's why I always turn to reviews to guide my decisions. If something has hundreds of 5-star reviews, I'm paying attention. And Bob's Discount Furniture has tons of highly rated pieces that make choosing a whole lot easier. Like their Elm Dining Set, which has over 700 5-star reviews. It's a gorgeous setup with a real marble table and comfortable Bobapedic seating that instantly upgrades your dining space. And at $9.99, it's a super approachable way to get that high-end look. Or check out Bob's Copper Radiance Queen Extra Firm Mattress. Over 400 5-star reviews and recommended by Consumer Reports. It's designed with a copper-infused cover and high-density Bobapedic foam for support. Plus, it comes with a 20-year warranty. And if you're looking for a sofa upgrade, the Modular Bob Sectional is a customer favorite with over 1,000 5-star reviews. It's got soft, durable upholstery, storage, wireless charging, and starts at just $250 per piece, so you can customize it without overthinking it. For quality furniture and everyday low prices, shop at Bob's. It's where America shops for furniture.
Updated losers from Jamie Eisenberg right now on Fantasy Football Today Express. Okay, maybe that was a little harsh. Updated busts. Yeah, losers was mean. I'm sorry. If I could do it over, I would. But it's out there. I said it. I own it. But Jamie, who are some busts you want to talk about? As we got some fresh content on CBSSports.com. You go to CBSSports.com/fantasy, click on football. You're going to see these types of articles trickle throughout the coming weeks and months. But updated busts, kick it off.
Yeah, the headliner for me is Devon Achane. You know, you sort of alluded to this with the news and notes that, you know, already dealing with an injury. I hope that's not going to be the case, but it's a little bit, you know, scary when it comes to what Achane is dealing with, mostly from just the talent around him, because it's going to be bad. And that's something you have to deal with. And so he's going to have to overcome arguably the worst receiving core in the league, a quarterback who's very unproven, and what he's done well as a combination of using his arm, but also his legs. And I think that'll take away some of the passing downs work from him. So what we've seen from Achane in the last two seasons is averaging 86 targets and 72.5 receptions per game. I don't think he's going to be among the league leaders in receptions, even though, again, the pass catching group for Miami is pretty terrible. So if he's not catching the ball and the touchdowns go down by whatever degree, because again, the opportunities will probably be lessened, then I think we're talking about a guy that should not be drafted in the first round and could be a questionable second round pick. I will take him in the second round with the hope that the upside is still there. I love the fact that they paid him this offseason, because I didn't want to see any, you know, holdout scenario where he's going to miss any time in camp. But it just feels as if this is going to be one of those seasons where Miami is playing for 2027 and beyond. And I'm worried that Achane is not going to be overworked because they want to make sure he's healthy when they're playing at their best.
Achane currently going about 13th in Fantasy Pros ADP, about 10th or 11th in early CBS ADP. Who's next?
So I'll stick with two running backs here. One will potentially change. One will probably not. And the one that will change will be Travis Achane. Call it the Achane.
Yeah,
Travis Achane. If Alvin Kamara stays on the team. And the only reason I'm concerned about it is because we already know Heath did a great job breaking this down last year when it came to Saquon Barkley, when it came to Alvin Kamara coming off Saquon Barkley, is that Kellen Moore doesn't involve his running backs in the passing game to the same degree that these guys have been used to in their careers. And so we saw with Kamara at the start of the season, even before he got hurt, he wasn't the same type of player from a pass catching perspective. And I think Etienne's going to need some of that, just because if Kamara is still there, then that's where it's probably going to go. That's where his work will make the most sense. So I love the setup for Travis Etienne going to New Orleans if this offense continues to produce like we've seen, clearly trending in the right direction. But let's keep in mind that, you know, what we saw from him in Jacksonville, he had a couple of really good seasons and a couple of really bad ones. And so, you know, there's a sample size of him not playing at that elite level production. So I think if you're getting him late round four, early round five, it's fine. He certainly will move up in my rankings and come off this list if Kamara is moved, which, you know, is still a potential to happen. But right now it feels like a little bit too crowded of a backfield in New Orleans if Kamara is going to stay there, just given what he means to that franchise and probably will still mean in the passing game.
Etienne's a tough, tough one for me. You know, tough player to evaluate because what you said, he's had some really good moments, really bad moments. The note about Kellen Moore is important, but I'll also add that Kellen Moore has been a head coach or an offensive coordinator for 7 seasons, and last year was the first time his lead running back did not finish top 20 per game in full PPR. And he's had some good ones. He's had Zeke, Tony Pollard, Eckler, Barkley, and Kamara. Kamara was the first one that really failed. And right now, Etienne, his ADP is about RB17 or RB18, somewhere around the 3-4 turn. All right. So
The other running back would be Travion Henderson. Like
Yeah.
I'm so hopeful. You know how excited I was about him last year and the thought of him being the lead running back or the 1A at least. And, you know, we only saw that in spurts, and really it was when Ramondre Stevenson was hurt. And when Stevenson was healthy, Henderson was not getting those opportunities and he needed to break a long run, which we see he's capable of doing. But it was funny because, like, you go back to the post-draft shows that we did, and I was with you. You know, Henderson, more explosive than Judkins. Henderson, higher ceiling than Judkins. You know, you kept harping on Henderson, what he did in the Big 10 games, Big 12 games, by comparison to Judkins and how successful he was. And it just he didn't get the work. And, you know, maybe there was a reason why that was happening at Ohio State, that he was more of a committee back. And I think it's going to be the same thing with the Patriots this year. You know, you noted on the full-length episode that we did, and I think anybody that reads, you keep referencing the story. It's by John Breach on CBSSports.com. The first 4 games of the Patriots are brutal. The whole schedule really is brutal for the Patriots this year. So we may not get those blowouts. We may not get those opportunities. Now, he may be more involved in the passing game, and you're asking Ramondre Stevenson to once again be this lead running back who was awesome for them down the stretch and into the playoffs. But Henderson just feels like he's stuck in a timeshare and on the wrong side of the timeshare. He only had, I think it was 2 games when Stevenson was healthy where he played more snaps than Stevenson. And so you're talking about committee back, doesn't necessarily catch the ball enough to matter in terms of, you know, separating himself like a Kenneth Gainwell scenario. So I just think where he's being drafted in that round 4 range to me is way too soon.
All right, we're going to take a break and give you some more busts after this on Fantasy Football Today Express.
Primally Pure just launched their Blue Tansy Body Butter, and it's more than a moisturizer. It's a full body exhale. This is their best-selling body butter formula, reimagined with calming Blue Tansy. It's a rich, whipped body moisturizer packed with barrier-building grass-fed tallow to deeply nourish dry, compromised skin. The texture is cloud-soft but ultra-replenishing. It melts in, protects against moisture loss, and leaves skin visibly smoother and more supple. And the scent? Soft Blue Tansy, lavender and sandalwood. Fresh, subtle, and elevated. If you already love the Blue Tansy deodorant or body oil, this is the perfect next step.
So far, we've talked about Devon Achane, Travis Achane, and Travion Henderson. Who else is on your bust list right now, Jamie?
So I'll give you 4 receivers, a couple of them we already talked about, if you want to, you know, repeat them or not. But it's Malik Nabers, it's Chris Olave, it's Jalen Waddle, and it's Devontae Adams.
All right, why Olave?
So Olave was awesome last year, as we all saw, was absolutely fantastic. However, what did he have going for him? Was they traded Rashid Shaheed. So here's what he did with Shaheed and without Shaheed. In the 9 games last season when Rashid Shaheed was on the team, now you could say, okay, that was without necessarily Tyler Shough starting, but that's, you know, fair argument. But with Rashid Shaheed on the field, and we're only talking about Rashid Shaheed, he was averaging 14.1 PPR points per game. Without Shaheed in 7 games, he was at 20.2 PPR points per game. Now, we saw the year before injuries started to become a problem for both of them, Shaheed was outperforming Chris Olave. Now, what do? They bring in a first-round talent in Jordan Tyson. And so I think Olave is still going to be the best receiver for New Orleans. I think obviously Kellen Moore's influence is fantastic, and this offense is trending in the right direction with Tyler Shuck, with Kellen Moore, adding a better running back, adding another pass-catching tight end. Like, they've just spent a lot of capital on this offense, but that could be at the expense of Olave. And so I think when you look at it, before the NFL draft, he was a round two pick for me, late round two. Now, mid to the end of round three is where I'd be taking Chris Olave, and I think he's going early part of round three. He's going to, again, still be the best receiver there. And Jordan Tyson, you want to bank on, you know, his injury track record and his injury history being a factor again. Already missed some time this offseason. That's, again, a fair argument. But I just think Olave is getting a little overpriced for the additions that they made this year. And comparing what he's done with just somebody of Rashid Shaheed's caliber, now they have a first-round talent sharing the field.
I think my only issue, I don't necessarily disagree with the call, but I sort of found that the Rashid Shaheed factor specifically was probably overrated, because with Shaheed, he had a 26.4%. Olave had a 26.4% target share. Without him, he had a 27.1% target share. So 0.7% higher. So not that it doesn't matter, but I think Tyler Shuck probably made more of a difference than the absence of Shaheed, because those, you know, kind of happened at the same time. But also Olave got treated like a number one wide receiver, in the sense that he had the most end zone targets, the most targets, he had the most end zone targets of his career. He had a lot more success on deep balls than he ever had. But it reminds me so much of Terry McLaurin from 2 years ago, where he basically had the same efficiency, same type of season that he usually has. He just scored a lot of touchdowns. So that's what worries me about Olave too. I'm not sure about the Shaheed thing, just because we saw like a little bit of a bump for Juwan Johnson without Shaheed, and we saw a big bump for Devon Vaylay. But either way, there are a lot of things in the Olave profile, plus the additions that you mentioned, that would lead to that call for sure. All right, I think we can leave it at that. Thank you all for watching and listening. Great stuff. And we'll talk to you tomorrow on Fantasy Football Today, and later in the week on Fantasy Football Today. See ya.
Paramount Podcasts.